أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. There is one notion that we keep on repeating because it's an ideal that we want to reach and we know how important it is. And it's the notion of unity. What we need and what we need to achieve within the community has to do with unity. The problem is that when we are confusing unity and uniformity, this is the problem. And this is where some people who, in the name of unity, are imposing uniformity, are in fact nurturing divisions. And this is where we have to resist uniformity. We have to understand that the cosmology, the Islamic cosmology, it's not about uniformity. It's about diversity. It's the very essence of everything. When you have, for example, yes, the unity of humanity is يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى. Oh, you people, we have created you from a male and a female. So the origin is the same. This is the unity of humanity. But وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا, we made you nations and tribes. So meaning that there is a diversity here. And this diversity is everywhere in the universe. Nothing in the universe is about uniformity. And even وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنَ, Allah is saying from everything we created a couple. Meaning that there is a diversity, is that this unity is about trying to find a stable way, completing one another and trying to get this unity out of diversity. To the point that when it comes to religions and when it comes to tribes and nations, what we have in the Quran is وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لَفَسَدَتِ الْأَرْضِ, if we have, we would not have put people and a set of people resisting a set of other people, the world would have been corrupt. And we have the same verse starting exactly the same and ending by لَهُدِّمَتْ صَوَامِعُ وَبِيعٌ وَصَلَوَاتٌ وَمَسَاجِدُ يُسْقَرُ فِيهَا اسْمُ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا, if that you would have synagogues and places where the people are praying and temples and mosques would have been destroyed. So meaning that the diversity of religion is going to be protected by the diversity within humanity, among religions, among cultures, and among tribes. So we need to celebrate diversity and we need to get it right. Unity is about accepting this diversity, celebrating this diversity, and not imposing uniformity. No uniformity in the way we think, no uniformity in our nations, no uniformity even within the Muslim tradition. And this is why, for example, it's a pity to see, for example, today Sunni and Shia struggling and not being able even to accept and to acknowledge that both are Muslims. This is one Islam and with the diversity. And even among the schools of thought or the trends, when you are rationalist, when you are traditionalist, or when you are madhabi, or following a very specific school of law, or when you are reformist, this is a diversity that you have to deal with. You cannot just, in the name of uniformity and unity, for example, destroy all these trends. They are part of our community. No way. No way to get unity if we are not able to deal with diversity, to respect one another, and to try to work together. This is the starting point. And it takes effort, understanding, and openness to get it right. Remember to tell the people you love that you love them, and never forget, never forget, life is fragile. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.